Let's begin by turning to Deuteronomy chapter 16. In verses 16 and 17, it says, "Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee." So in this commanded offering that we are about to give, can we say that it is an offering that is going to be considered precious in God's sight? Is it as precious as the ointment that was poured on his head, on Jesus Christ's head, shortly before his death? Or is it as precious as the two mites that the widow sacrificed and Jesus observed? The word precious appears more than 70 times in the King James Version of the Bible. The meanings range from valuable to rare, prized, costly, honored, esteemed, beloved, and dear, among other things. A majority of the time that the word precious is used, it's referring to fine stones, metals, gold, silver, physically valuable things, rare things, gifts that were given to kings. Many things such as that. That's what precious often describes throughout the Bible. But when we consider the offerings we are giving today, again, are they precious? Rare, valuable, prized, costly, honored, esteemed, beloved, dear. Describe the offerings that we have come with today. Let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Verse 18, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." So over and over again, I told you that gold, silver, and fine stones were called precious, but here they're called corruptible. The silver and gold are corruptible things. We are not redeemed by those, but instead, verse 19 again, we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It is that sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that is truly precious, far above anything that we're sacrificing. Anything that has been sacrificed in the history of man, anything that is valuable and precious from a physical standpoint. So what we brought today is definitely physically corruptible, just as gold and silver is. But can it still be precious? Now let's turn to Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. So again, can our offering today be precious? "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Thou art mine." So that redeemed in my Bible refers back to Exodus 6, when Israel is being redeemed from Egypt and being brought out of Egypt. We are redeemed as spiritual Israel. We are redeemed by that sacrifice of Jesus Christ from spiritual Egypt. Verse 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee." Verse 4, "Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. We are precious in God's sight. It says right there, thou wast precious in my sight. Verse 5, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Again, that's looking forward to the time when God gathers his people. Verse 7, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So again, we are precious in God's sight, and he is performing a great purpose, a great work in what he's doing. So let's continue now back in 1 Peter. We're going to go to chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 9 and verse 11. So again, how does our offering become precious in God's sight? Well, we know, based off what we just read, that we are precious in God's sight. Verse 1 of 1 Peter 2, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So that is very much the message of the days that we are now keeping. Laying aside malice, and again, all the things in verse 1, the guile, hypocrisies. It's really putting away evils, putting away leavening, and then seeking the desire, or desiring the sincere milk of the word, seeking God's word, putting righteousness in. Verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Again, chosen of God and precious. That's how we are classified in God's view. Again, if we lay aside the evils and we desire the sincere milk of the word, we are viewed by God and classified as precious. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Again, it truly is Jesus Christ that is precious. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So again, verse 5 makes it very clear that our sacrifices are spiritual in nature, above anything physically we could give up, above anything that we can bring in terms of a precious metal or a precious jewel or whatever we may be bringing. Those things, those offerings that we can bring, far, far more important is the spiritual sacrifices that we're bringing and ensuring that those are acceptable to God. Continuing in verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. So again, a peculiar people, a special people. We are truly precious to God. And this points through to the whole plan of God, the whole purpose he has had working out, that he's working out here below, that he's revealed to us and called us to through his holy days. In verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. So again, that's part of the message a big part of the message of these days of unleavened bread is to put sin away, to put fleshliness and carnality away, and to take on the righteousness of God through the unleavened bread that is commanded of us throughout these days. So, this, in summary, this is the message of these days. We are redeemed by the precious sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We are to put away spiritual leavening and put in the unleavened bread of righteousness. That is how God redeems us and counts us as precious. It is us that he's worked with. It is us that has been made precious. And again, it's us redeemed by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and then us called to overcome, us called to put aside the leavening of this world, to put it out of our lives, and to embrace the ways of God, to put unleavened bread into our lives, to put righteousness into our lives. Again, that is how God works through us. That is how he counts us as precious, which in turn allows us this day, as we're about to take up this offering, to give a precious offering to the God who we are obeying in this command. And again, as we were commanded in Deuteronomy 16, we are here in part to obey not just the holy days, not just the coming together on this this high holy day, but to give this offering in obedience to God, to give this precious offering to him, and in turn be worked with for his eternal plan for salvation of all mankind.